Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn 91, Tzadi Aleph. This mizmor is well known to us. We recite it every Shabbat in Psukei Dezimra. It's titleless. The psalm leaves us guessing in terms of the author, the context, and the history. It just starts with Yoshev B'Seitr Elyon. Recited twice in Shabbat, once in Psukei Dezimra and once after Shabbat ends. The psalm is well known, but maybe not readily understood. Amos Chacham sees in the psalm, as well as many psalms which were written to be sung together or responsively, several individuals talking and responding to each other. One calls out, requesting a blessing of God's protection, while the friend receives that request and responds in kind. This fits in with Chacham's understanding of one of the purposes of Psalms, to engender a community of Israelites singing praise or prayer in confidence or desperation, calling out to God or about God, to each other or to their leader, and also to themselves. The initial call of the psalmist for protection takes place in the first two verses. Yoshev b'seitr elyon b'tzel shaddai itlonan omar ladonai machsi mutsudati Elohai yavtach bo. All my life I said, Amar la Hashem machsi mutsudati. But that is not correct. It's Omar. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, who abides under the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. I don't think this translation is very good. The individual stands before his teacher, his elder, the Kohen, and calls out for protection from God. He says, Yoshev b'seiter elyon, he who sits up high, b'seiter elyon, those who have faith in him will be protected by God who sits in the heavens. He who brings his divine presence in the shadow of God. In other words, I put my faith in Yoshev B'Seitr Elyon. That's what's being said in this verse. I put my faith in Tzel Shaddai Yitlomlan. And then he explains, Omar Ladonai, Machsim Tzudati Elohai Yavtach Bo. I will say to my God, you are my refuge. You're my fortress. I will trust in you. So this is the guy declaring in the beginning that he's about to go on a journey, and he puts his faith in God, Yoshev B'Seiter Elyon. Now, his compatriot, the person that he's speaking to, the rabbi, the teacher, the friend, responds to his quest and affords him God's blessing. And he says, Ki hu yatzilcha mipach yakush midever havot. This is the way that Chacham understands it. The guy responds, Ki hu, for God, Yatzilcha, will save you from the snare of the trap and from the noise and pestilence. Bevrato, Yasech lach tachaknafav techase, he'll cover you. Under his wings you'll find refuge. Tzinav sochera mito, your shield. Lotira mipachad laila michetzi of yamam, don't worry, because you will not fear from night, from flying arrows during the day. Midever ba'ofel yaloch, miketev yashut tzarai, or pestilence in the dark, or destruction at day. In this trip of yours, you will be protected. Yipol mitzilcha elef ruvam yunecha lo yigash. There will be 1,000 who die by your side, in other words, your enemies, 10,000 at your right hand, but not going to come near you. Rak be'necha tabit, v'shilumat reshaim tireh. Only with your eyes will you look, and you will see the reward that happens to the wicked, which is that God will pay them their retribution. Chacham develops this theory due to the first words of the verse, for he will save you. If there are not two individuals in conversation, how do you read the first lines of the psalm? Now, Rashbam disagrees. So he says that you should read, instead of saying Yatzilcha, like I am talking to you about him, he reads it as Yatzilehu. He will save him. This is probably to avoid Chacham's reading, that they're actually people talking to each other in the Mizmor. Chacham also notes that the specific dangers in the first section relate to specific dangerous animals such as traps and pestilence, cold, night fright, arrows during the day, or other dangers on the road. This supports the theory that the song was sung for those about to go on a journey, and it would act as protection of the individual from the dangers that lay ahead. In verse 7, the friend continues to shower comforting words upon the individual ready to embark, saying that even if 1,000 attack you, they will falter before you. And your reward in believing and declaring God as your comfort will be witnessing their own downfall. And why all this? Now the journeyer, the original guy, reiterates, Ki ata Adonai machzi elyon samti monecha. Because you, O Lord, are my refuge. You see, it changed from talking about God to people to this same guy talking too straight to God, saying, I make this declaration. You, God, are my machaseh. You are my protection. Now, that's the first half, the first 9 psukim. The second half does the exact same thing. It parallels the first. The friend now continues, based on that Ki Ata Hashem Machzi, he continues to shower positive and comforting words to the journeyer. Lo tune elecha ra'a v'nega lo yigrav olecha ki malachav yitzavelach. Don't worry, no evil before you, no plague. For God will send his angels to charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. Al kapayim yisa'uncha pen tigof even raglecha. They'll carry you up on their hands, lest you hurt your feet on stones. Al shachav afetan tidroch tirmos kfir v'tanin. You'll tread on the lion, on the adder, your young lion, and the crocodile shall you trample your foot. Basically, you'll hover above all impediments. Once again, the wish is that the individual will be protected from evil, plague, stones, snakes, alligators, lions, all seem to point to a trend, a tread through the forests, swamps, mountains, on the way to the desired destination. Instead of fear and possible pain, angels will protect him, raising him on their hands. So now who's talking? Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will save him. I will set him on high because he knows my name. So the third individual weighs in. Ibn Ezra believes these are the words of God to the aforementioned angels who are protecting him. God is providing the reason for his special protection. After all, God says, he knows my name. Rashbam thinks the prophet is speaking the words of God. Well, either way, God is explaining why we'll give Esther protection, knowing his name. You know, much of the Exodus story revolves around the need for people to learn God's name. Moshe asks for it. God explains it. Pharaoh wonders about it. Israel rejects it. God publicizes that all will know it. The notion of knowing God or his name is found throughout Tanakh and is symbolic of the essential nature of man's relationship with God, which reaches its zenith in the prophecy of Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu, when all nations will know God's name. The final two psukim, Yikra'eni ve'eneu, God still speaks. Imo anochi v'tzarah, chaltzeu v'achabdeu, orachemi masbieu v'areu v'shuati. He'll call upon me and I'll answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I will save him and honor him. With long life, I satisfy him and show my salvation. The last three verses turn to God, responding to the actions of his adherents. Witnessing their faith and their support in each other, God promises protection. He also emphatically declares that when called, he will answer. Even stating, he will be with them in their hour of need. Imo anochi v'tzara. God will give them long life, show them salvation, hear their cries, and offer them solace. A positive psalm, speaking of faith in God and God's response, as opposed to other psalms, which leaves us with the psalmist in dire straits, Psalm 91 concludes with God's appearance and assurance of salvation, satiation, eternal safety, and even honor for its adherence.